Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping you promote your business by giving you world-class recognition. We have a special treat for you today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with the founder of Atlanta's newest event planning business called The Party Makers. My guest today was born in Staten Island, New York, and has been living in the Metro Atlanta area for the past 17 years. She attended Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida, and graduated from Oglethorpe University here in Atlanta with a degree in communications. Today, she's with us to talk about launching her new and up-and-coming event planning business. We're excited to have on the phone today a young lady I had the pleasure of meeting a few days ago at the Peachtree Festival Latino event in Underground Atlanta. And with her enthusiasm and magnetic personality, I'm sure her event planning business will be a huge success. Miss Ingrid Priscilla Wigberg, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
About the same, but
all
no
right.
Complaints.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the Party Makers?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, great. Tell our listeners what inspired you to start the Party Makers.
The main inspiration was probably my mother. Unfortunately, she's not with us anymore. But one of the things that she's most remembered for was her gift for entertaining people and just being a great hostess. Every time there was a party at the house, she put so much thought into every little detail, from the cooking to the decorations, and everything she did was just spectacular and above and beyond what she had to do. So I kind of feel that gift was sort of passed down to me, and I kind of want to make the most of it by, in a sense, taking it to the next level by turning it into a business.
Well, how far back do you remember your mother being that great party maker, I should say?
I'd say for as long as I could remember. Ever since I was really little, like even back in New York, if it was just a family gathering for Christmas or if it was someone's birthday, then when we moved down here, she'd always volunteer to have parties for her friends, you know, surprise birthdays, and she volunteered to do stuff for the neighborhood and always had it at her house. So it's been going on for a while.
All right. Well, tell our listeners why you're willing to take such a great risk of starting a sole proprietorship during the time of a recession.
This is the thing a lot of people kind of get discouraged about. They think, oh, well, it's a bad time to start a business. People can't afford anything. But the truth is, it's the perfect time to start a business. People like myself, I've been out of work since May, and it's kind of a tough time to find a job. So I say, you know what, make the most of a bad situation and turn a negative into a positive and sort of rise above the recession and start my own business. And why not? And even though it might be kind of hard at first to sort of develop a clientele, it's still a good time to start building the foundations of the business and start networking and advertising. And the truth of the matter is, you know, it's not going to be like this forever. Things are going to get better economically, and, you know, by the time it does, everything will be set in place and good to go.
Well, what a great attitude to have. What kind of events do you specialize in, and what are your favorites?
I specialize in pretty much anything. Even if there's an event that's kind of new or different that I've never tried before, the Party Makers is always willing to face up to a challenge and try something new. If I had to pick a favorite, I'd say any kind of social event. Social events include, you know, birthdays or, you know, nightclub parties, things like that. Anything where people just kind of get together to talk and mingle and have a good time. And it makes me happy to see people enjoy themselves. But yeah, we do anything from, you know, weddings, birthdays, social events, what have you.
Which markets are you trying to target?
There's three main markets that I'm trying to target. The first one being kind of the young sort of 18 to 25 college age group, because they're the youngest. They, you know, like to go out. They like to have parties. And so they would be kind of the easiest to sort of get in contact with. anything at nightclubs or even events on college campuses. That's one of my main goals. The second goal is probably the 50 and up crowd, the people sort of nearing towards retirement. They have a lot of retirement parties, family reunions, and a lot of their children are at the age where they're about to get married, so there'd be a lot of opportunities for weddings and things. And the third group is the Hispanic community, because I have a lot of friends in that community. And at the Peachtree Festival Latino, where I met you, I was there just to kind of network my business and sort of get my name out there. And personally, as a guest at a lot of, you know, Latin nightclubs and events, I have the time of my life. And I love the music, the food is wonderful, the people are always so friendly and welcoming, and I would definitely like to sort of expand in that area as well.
Well, Ingrid, where do you envision your business 5 years from today?
5 years from today, I hope to be, I hope for the Party Makers to be well recognized around the Atlanta area, not only in Atlanta, but I kind of want to go back to New York, you know, and sort of establish a secondary network up there, because, like you mentioned, my family's from there, and I think it would be nice to kind of go back to my roots, go back home a little bit, and so have two major networks, one in Atlanta, one in New York, and this sounds like a bit of a stretch, but in the far future, I think it would be pretty cool to have international event planning and do parties, you know, in Europe, South America, wherever.
Okay. Well, your event planning company is called The Party Makers.
Yes.
How did you come up with this exciting name?
I don't know. It just kind of popped into my head one day, and I was like, you know what? That would be a good name for a company, and it kind of conveys the image that I want people to get from us. I want it to be like a good, positive, fun vibe, and The Party Makers sounds like, you know what? The Party Makers can make a party, make it happen. Everyone's going to have a good time.
Well, a few days ago, when we met you at the Peachtree Festival Latino event, what attracted you to the People You Need to Know tent and our publication?
There was something on your tent that said people you need to know, and I forget the exact words, but it said something about, you know, making your business recognized, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, this is perfect because I'm brand new. Like, this is just, like, brand new and fresh, and it's in the making. And I said, wow, what a great opportunity. I might need to, you know, sort of talk to these people so I can get more publicity.
Well, just for the record, on that table it said, need help promoting your business.
Yes.
Yes. So that kind of attracted you to our tent.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, you definitely came to the right tent.
I definitely did.
All right. And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
You can reach me by phone. The number is 770-853-2069, or you could reach me by email at ingrid.priscilla@gmail.com.
Now, before we really bring this interview to a close, is there any final words you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding the Party Makers?
I just want to let everybody know that this is a very exciting up-and-coming business, and I would be more than happy to work with anyone, like I mentioned earlier. Any type of event that you'd be willing to do, please call me. I'd be more than happy to help you, and I'm looking forward to a lot of things.
All right. Well, Ms. Ingrid Priscilla Wigbert, founder and owner of the Party Makers Event Planning Company, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's business professionals like Ms. Ingrid Priscilla Wigbert. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another Blue Ribbon job. If you'd like more information about our guests or the Party Makers, give them a call at 770-853-2069. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.